It's not easy to make art when your head is scrambled by the troubles of a troubled world, and the information revolution makes these troubles impossible to escape. Mel Chin is an artist who's visiting the University of Hawaii as the Dai Ho Chun Distinguished Chair. He's giving a talk later this week called Trouble in Mind, about the place of the artist in a troubled world, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Mel.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Aloha, I should say.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, man, get it straight.
Well, thanks for coming
in. All right,
in.
It's good to be here.
The traditional view of the artist's frame of mind is, you know, the garret studio, detached from the turmoil beneath, right?
Right.
Living only for the interaction of paints on canvas or the shapes he's creating in a sculpture. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
How do you do that in a world where you can't take three steps without finding out your phone alerting you to some disaster?
Well, it's ironic because I live in that garret-like surroundings in the hills of North Carolina and Appalachia.
Uh-huh.
However, my practice is definitely not just that. And it's almost like, because you don't escape being an artist, but maybe escape the definitions as applied.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like to say I'm always in a state of becoming as opposed to being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that frees me for my main passion, and my main direction is conceptual. It's a thought first.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm troubled by needing reality therapy. And I like to manifest these ideas into concrete actions,
mm-hmm,
or works, whether if it needs to be that paint, it will be that. But if it needs to be that film, it'll be that. If it needs to be an international action or a national action of combining whole groups of people, it will be that.
This is the contemporary expanded view of what an artwork is. An artwork can be an action.
Absolutely. You know, just speaking of trouble, you know, everybody, because of mass communications, and you can't escape that, even though it's waning, mm-hmm, is a concern for a place called Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, and Flint, obviously an egregious kind of situation happened there, a crisis of lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
tainted water.
Yes.
What's more fundamental than that?
Yeah, really. So for 10 years, I've been working on this project called the Funded Project, which was started in New Orleans, but basically it's about lead poisoning of children, and it's a pro bono kind of thing where we have like a half a million drawings of people drawing their own $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a case where to show the value of an individual who really can't vote, who may be eight, who's being poisoned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in D.C. now as the funded reserve. So naturally, I would go to Flint and try to give that project, mm-hmm, a start. But when I was there, you know, being an artist also is being responsive and interactive with what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to someone, what you doing with all those bottles, you know? And I said, well, don't know. I said, well, do you mind if I just take those? Will you ship it? So we started a project I'm very excited about called Flint Fit, because you mentioned fashion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is to take all the bottles that they'll lend us for this prototype and shipping it down to North Carolina, where they're going to transform it into thread and fabric. And then I went up to Tracy Reese, who designed Michelle Obama's 2012 convention dress,
mm-hmm,
fashion design in New York. And I said, Tracy, do you mind designing rainwear, swimwear out of this fabric?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to Flint, which I knew had a sewing concern of women working at the New Life Women's Center for women who have luckily escaped domestic violence and different things,
mm-hmm,
that are sewing commercial goods. And from there, that project will be born. And so that happened outside the garret of
very much outside the garret.
Yeah, but I'm so excited about it because it started. We're going to get the first big shipment of bottles down to the Unified Corporation, and we're going to start this project. And it's a prototype. It's almost like, okay, we know the water's bad, lead's bad, and things are difficult. But from a creative point of view, what other options could I possibly survive?
Well, you have a situation that you looked at, and you looked at it as an artist. You know, how do I react to this? Do I write an editorial,
right,
for the newspaper? Who cares, right?
Yeah.
The only people,
yeah,
who are going to read that are the people who already probably agree with you anyway.
Yeah.
So how do you make people feel what it's like to be an 8-year-old kid growing up drinking tainted water, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where the artist comes in, yeah?
Yeah, well, sometimes also it's like, how do you reanimate just something like when you're faced with hopelessness. Okay, so the water's bad, manufacturing's gone, everything's negative.
Yeah.
The muse never can get better. And so you say, well, maybe that's what I have to look forward to, you know, to create, help create. And then I say help because nothing happens in these public works without people giving their approval. I think it's not something that you can actually, you cannot parachute helicopter in and do these things. And it's a slow process of mm-hmm. agreements. And so the art, the work itself, the object of art has changed for me. There still will be an object, but it may be a prototype for an industry that will exist beyond me. You know,
it seems to me that what you're describing, Mel, is the artist as a link between, politics and emotion. This is the impact of a political situation, of a sociological whatever.
Yeah. You know, there's always is that political? Is that art? But you know, you can't escape politics and thinking and the relationship. And I think we live in an age where we're so polarized, and those polarizations, based on your preface. Mm-hmm. Or based on belief, you know, and they're not facts, and they can bypass facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am truly interested in not saying that I have better facts or better point of view from left or right or wherever side you want to go from, but I'd say, you know, what's missing sometimes is the option for movement. Sometimes you have to create the catalytic structure for new language and new places to be formed,
mm-hmm.
and I truly believe that is a purpose that I've found that incorporates the poetics of an idea with the pragmatism of action, you see.
It seems to me that coming from that very external place of the artist, as you describe mm-hmm. yourself, parachuting in, but there's some benefits to that because you're not invested in prior ways of doing things.
That's right. There should be, there's very, very little investment in the way things have come before in my own world of working. You know, like I say, if it needs to be a oil painting and it needs to have this special aura that mm-hmm. art can supply, the term art in quotations, of course,
mm-hmm.
then I will invest a lot in that and make it the best possible looking thing to have the formal qualities to actually lure you into what it really is about, you know. And when I say you, I mean myself, because the artist should be your own critic, and it's got to pass the test.
You kind of make yourself a surrogate for everybody.
Well, I can only do it for myself, but
you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't not want everybody to be anything like me. It'd be like the terrible world. So it's confused, distorted.
Well, you get by, Mel.
Day by day.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Mel Chen is an artist living in Houston, visiting University of Hawaii as the Dai Ho Chun Distinguished Chair. He'll be giving a talk called Trouble in Mind on Wednesday in the Art Auditorium at the Manoa Campus at 6:30 p.m.